Bienvenida, damas y caballeros. Welcome back to Freeform Radio and the Freeform Network. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Send in those questions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Today, we're back together, me and Andy. Andy's been watching some videos that he's going to fill us in on. I've also been watching movies, but some older ones. And we're going to talk a little bit of football and some of the Christmas turnout here. But let's jump into it. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Daniel. My other host at Freeform Radio is Andy.
What's going on, guys? It's all good. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That they're recording, it's a new year, but looks like we still have the same problems.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't look like it's gone away like some miracle switch some people were thinking. But yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy New Year's. By the time this drops, it'll be a couple weeks into the New Year's. But yeah, we're happy to have that difficult year behind us, and we're jumping into something new. But like you mentioned, Andy, sometimes things don't change, man. You were telling me a little bit before we started recording about this fight video that you've been watching. Fill us in on what's this iced tea, or I don't even know if it's iced tea, but I kind of prefer iced tea when I'm drinking a beverage since I don't drink a pop. What was it about?
Well, it's the viral, the Twisted Tea viral fight video.
Have you ever drank it before?
No, I've seen commercials. It's basically iced tea with liquor. I think like Long Island. So yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. It's liquor. And the year ended with a bang with this video. You know, we were in a group text with our friends, and he sends a picture of this guy holding, like, I thought it was like a Arizona juice drink or something. He's like, and he sends a link to the video, and holy shit, man, I got enamored with that fucking video. It was like, you know, this guy going to like his local convenience store, waiting in line. I think the whole video was like a minute 40. I don't know if you did. You saw the complete video then?
The one that you posted, that was the first time I ever seen it. I had seen stuff on Facebook. I don't go on social media too much anymore. But when I was on there, I would see people posting just pictures of Twisted Tea, but no contents to it. So I didn't really know what it was about or what was the gist of it, what was going on. Until you posted that video, and then I finally saw it. I'm like, oh, this is what it's about. But I had not seen it before then.
Like always, man, the fucking video, the internet wins, because right away they started mixing this shit up to everything. And so basically the gist of it, the guys, they're in line at like a convenience store. There's some guy talking shit. You never really get the gist of why it started from the video, but he started using the N-bomb this, I'm going to call you N-bomb that all day, and just talking shit. And the guy's just sitting back like, fuck, man, like, just shut the fuck up and, you know, hurry up. And he just kept jawing and jawing at him.
Yeah, the gist that I got was that maybe this guy was just dropping the N-bomb, like you said, and over again. And then finally, and the guy dropping the N-bomb, he was a white guy or looks, you know, Caucasian. And the guy that was standing behind him, he looked darker skin. I don't know if he was black, or I don't know if that's come out yet or not. But he apparently told this guy something like, you know, like, hey, man, don't say that, or I don't know what. But he confronted this guy and told him something. And then that's where the video kind of starts. And then he, you know, like you mentioned, he starts saying something like, I'll say it to whoever I want. I'll say it 100 times to your mama, to this and this. And it just like, kept going on and on.
On God and all this. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker, some hood motherfucker, allegedly. And then he's just fucking going on. And I'm just like, what started all this? And then, yeah, he just fucking N-bombed this, fuck this. And then the guy's just there staring him down. He has this Twisted Tea. I think the other guy was buying Tall Boys. I think he had Bud Light Tall Boys. And there's like two people behind him. And I'm just like, are they with him? And then another thing, he's not wearing a mask. Everybody in the store is wearing masks. I'm like, is this a mask fight? Like, you know, because this guy ain't wearing a mask.
That's what I first thought it was, since he wasn't wearing a mask and everybody else was. I thought this is what do they call those? Those Katies or Karen? I thought this was like a Karen video where
that's what I thought it
was. This dude was getting checked for not having a mask.
And so I saw a couple videos. You never really some people do the breakdown and they figured out who the white guy is. So this guy even tracked them down and goes, he kept saying in the video, I live two blocks away, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I found this house. I found this. And so he's like, his story is confirmed. He does live two blocks away from this convenience store. And we just kept going at him. And then he grabs that twisted tee and then he just like flips it. And then he goes, well, you're going to smack me with that? And then he puts his head forward. I'm like, damn. That's when I said, this motherfucker is going to get his ass lit up. And he drops it. And then he does like a little flip in the hand. He drops it. The guy tries to kick it away. And that's when he grabs it and just fucking hits him over the head. And then the explosion and the fucking tee went everywhere. And then they started. It wasn't even a fight. I mean, the guy, he loses his balance. And then he's like fucking shell shocked, like if he was storming the beaches of Normandy. And that was just hilarious. And then, they start fucking. He's shell shocked. And then he puts his hands up. And then he's like, you know, at that situation, you're like, what am I going to do? Like, I got to check this motherfucker. I'll give him credit. At least he's like, fuck. And he went at him and he gets fucking put to the ground. And then the other guy's like, call me in bomb again. Call me in bomb. And he's punching him and punching him. And then you hear some guy in the back room. Hey, bro, he learned his lesson. And I'm just like, wow. That's why I'm like, man, is that guy his friend? Or is that the worker? Like, who is that saying that in the background? And he kicks him. And then he puts him like in a full Nelson. Did you see that part then? Like at the end? And then like he pushes him away. And then he's just going, the kid that got fucked up, okay, it's all good, okay. And then, like, the fucking video ended, and it was just fucking hilarious. I mean, it's a good way to end 2020, you know?
Yeah, I didn't see the entire video. Once he got grounded and pounded, I'm like, all right, I got it. You know, I see what happened.
Yeah, the guy, somebody goes, he learned his lesson, and the guy's like fucking him up. And then he gets up and he puts him like in a full Nelson and like he just pushes him away. And then he's like shaking his hands. He's all fucking red. And then he's just like, ah, shit, like, what am I going to do? And then they're just like, the lady goes, I could do whatever I want. I'm recording this. And then that's how it ends. And I was just like, damn, man. Like, well, fuck, what the hell's going on? Like, first of all, Twisted Tea, I'm right away, it's like everywhere. I'm like, is this guy going to get a new truck from Twisted Tea? Like, the Mexican guy got him from California with the cranberry.
Right.
And people started making memes and fucking songs. Oh, my God, the songs, man. They were just, it kept me going. For like half a day watching everybody do remixes with the song. Because that fucking, when he hits him over the head, that fucking noise it makes, it's just like, dang, it sounds like some Hollywood fucking audio shit. Because it is fucking explosive.
I'm surprised that can exploded that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never drank in this drink. So I don't know if it's carbonated or it's under pressure or what the hell it is. But. You're right. When he hit him on the side of the head, this thing busted open and just exploded. I was just like, holy shit.
So when I was looking at some other breakdown videos, so the initial impact, you hear the fucking noise and then the can falls down. You could see the can. It's still pouring out liquor or the booze or whatever. It didn't like it wasn't like a complete like rip on the side. I think it opened from the top. And then, because you can still see liquor pouring out when he's fucking him up on the floor.
Oh, okay.
So,
to me, it's like the typical stuff that happens, man. It's people getting too excited. I don't know what possessed this white guy to jump off the handle like that and kind of just start dropping the N-bombs. The black guy seemed to be pretty calm and collective the whole time. So I saw him in the right. I'm like, he's probably trying to tell this guy, like, hey, you know, take it easy with the M-bomb. And I'm assuming, I guess, because it's not really in the video and we really don't know. But I'm assuming that he's just like, hey, take it easy. He didn't seem aggressive in any way, like, you know, kind of like posturing up, telling him like, hey, man, that's only black people can say it or whatever. He didn't, it didn't seem that way. It seemed more like he was being calm and collective. And he was being patient. But this guy just kept going on and on and on and on until finally, you know, just like the can, it exploded.
Yeah. You know, like I saw another video. So I saw a couple where they throw with the music and like Bruno Mars, Caroline, Dave Matthews, man. It's just endless. But I did see a couple breakdown videos where they legally, there was like a lawyer saying like this and, you know, breaking down legally. And I did see a video where a guy found out who they are, and he found the Facebook account of the guy that got popped, and he did reach out to him. He showed on the video all his Facebook message stuff, like, hey, what happened? Like, did you hurt? Was there a police call? Are you gonna do this? He never responded, and he found the picture. He found the other guy. The other guy didn't really have a social media stuff, but he did find his GoFundMe page. Apparently, he has a child with some needs or some disabilities, and he recently was asking money to get like a special van to move his child around, and he lost his job because from what I understood in the video, he was taking too much time off of work to help his son with medical stuff. I mean, the guy wasn't really clear, but he did recently lose his job. So they had a GoFundMe page set up way before all this shit happened. And then also, I think somebody on his family side said that they're not going to comment on the video, that they just want privacy. They want to be left alone. He's not looking for fame or anything. And I believe they're Latinos, or if you're SJW, Latinx. So
Latinx, what the hell is that?
So pronouns, bro. Pronouns. We can't identify people. So if you want to be a Latino, a Latina, or Latinx. Latinx is gender neutral.
Gender neutral. Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, allegedly, you know. Because, you know, Pelosi says don't use mother, father now, and they're trying to do something in Congress, but that's for another day. Google it, people. But so I always, when I say Latinx, people get that reaction you just had then, like, what's going on? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I was kind of thrown for a loop, like, what the hell's going on?
Latino or Latina might be offensive to some of our Latino community, so.
I guess, man, I don't know.
But going back to the video, yeah, the guy, I think he was just having a fucking long day, and apparently he likes Twisted Tea, and he fucked that guy up, and now he's all he wanted to do is to have a fucking nice lemon iced tea with some liquor in it and call it a day. But apparently this other fucking guy has something else, and I really want to know what started it. I hope one day, I like seeing videos where people do retrospectives of like viral videos like this, and just like try to see what the fuck happened. There's a guy on YouTube, he does that, and for every once in a while, if I really get bored, I go see if he uploaded new videos, and he's done a lot of great retrospectives on viral videos. He finds people and what they're doing now, what happened to them, and all that shit. So I'm pretty sure we'll get a full story of coming months, and I'm shocked Twisted Tea hasn't done anything yet. Maybe they're like, we're kind of scared, this is kind of weird, and I don't think this is the most publicity I've ever fucking seen for him. I mean, like, you didn't even know about it then. It's basically, it's liquored iced tea, like lemonade, the hard seltzer and all that shit. Remember all that?
Okay,
that
right. Phase?
This is what this is.
Yeah, I don't know if I was Twisted Tea, the company, I don't know if I would acknowledge this too much, to be honest. I mean, it's not like the cranberry thing where something innocent and fun is happening. This is an assault. And I don't know if Twisted Tea wants to associate themselves to something like that.
Well,
the guy's right or wrong, whether the guy's
pretty,
right or wrong.
SJW here, then, if it's If you look at the Cranberry, it's an interesting take how they came in there and just fucking, here, you're a minority here, take all this free stuff because you need it because you're dumb and poor. That's the feeling I got from it. I'm glad the guy cashed in, but I've seen some posts where people are like, ah, oh, Cranberry's just using them. He's using them because he don't know no better, and he took a genuine moment and they turned it into capitalistic BS, and all they give them is a truck when they make millions of dollars and all this shit, you know?
Wow. Oh, I didn't know all that. I've never even seen the Cranberry video.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool for like a second, but I'm just like, oh, okay. But apparently that face tattoo guy moved the country during the pandemic, so good for him, man. At least he's getting paid, making some money. Now he's doing I saw him sponsoring Walmart, so like whatever.
So let me ask you this. You said that you only saw it for like a quick minute, the Cranberry thing. Mm-hmm. So you're not a Fleetwood Mac, I think, song was it that he was singing? You're not a fan?
It's a good song. Yeah,
or are you just more of a fan of videos that have explicit violence and like snap?
Hey, man, this is America. We like fights and like car wrecks. I mean, that's why this video got so popular. Because that guy got his just desserts, as they would say. But
yeah, man. Everything. I'm not judging you, man. Just a little, but no, not judging you. You can watch whatever you want.
Oh, I will, man. It's just, as long as I can. But with Biden coming and who fucking knows, and the big tech censoring and everything. So I'm surprised they haven't taken this down.
Right.
Like I saw a video today of someone was protesting. Allegedly, I mean, what I saw was Antifa. And, you know, they claim that Nancy Pelosi has 14 vacation homes. And they went to one of them in San Francisco. Yeah, I know, right? They go and the guy takes a shit in front of her driveway as a form of protest, which I found really interesting. I'm just like, well, what's that shit? And then he drops like a pig's head on her driveway.
Damn.
And then they tag on her garage door, like, we want what's ours. What did it say? We want what's ours, like bitching about the COVID money and like we want more. Oh, we shouldn't be paying rent or something. Like, you know, everything everybody wants for free. I'm like, not that I would agree with the person, but if someone comes and shits on your driveway, I think you have the right to protect your property. But I found that a very, very interesting form of protest, you know?
Right. I hadn't heard about that. The only thing I did hear was somebody sprayed the minority Senate leader something about $2,000 on the side of his fence at one of his properties.
Yeah.
That was the only vandalization stuff that I heard about this COVID relief money.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, right now everybody, like always, when you expect something from the government, you know, they promise all this shit and you're not going to get what they promise and you get less. And people are upset about it. I mean, $600, it is what it is, but we'll see what happens. I mean, people are fucking fighting over it and like they were expecting just like $2,000 per person, and they got six, like half of, you know, less than half of that or whatever. It's, yeah, well,
it started at 600, and then when it hit Trump's table, he kind of coughed at it and just like, this isn't anything that's going to help anybody substantially. We need to make these checks 2,000, and then that's when the whole $2,000 started conversation, because Trump said, you know, 600 is not going to do anything for these people. They're in need. Let's give them something more substantial.
I mean, it's free money. I'm not agreeing with McConnell. I mean, but the guy who said this is, if you listen to his points, and I've had this conversation with somebody else recently, we were talking about the COVID money, and, you know, he's like, well, you know, I really don't need this money. I don't need it, but I know there's other people that need it. And that's kind of the point that McConnell's making, saying, like, you're going to give $2,000 to people who really don't need it. People who have more higher incomes, they don't need it. But like, we're just giving away free, like always, we're giving more money to, we're giving away money to people who don't need it. And there's definitely people who do need it, and they were expecting that amount. They got all excited because the Democrats and some Republicans jumped on board on that. And then you got McConnell just saying, nah, we're not going to do that. And, like, I kind of get it and I don't, but, I mean, these are tough times, and that's why. But I don't know, man. We went to Walmart, and I already saw they have the big fucking screen TVs. As soon as you walk in, what a shock. They're all, like, between $500 and $530, between $500 and $550, just under $600. I'm like, they're going to get these people to get $600, get a new fucking TV, like a fucking 65-inch, whatever, fucking screen TV, and like, just enough. We got, as soon as you walk in, you got $600 in your account, buy this fucking badass TV.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure stuff like that would happen. You know, 600, if you think about it, it is a pretty good chunk of change. To me, 600 changes things. But at the same time, like you said, Andy, I know there are people in great need, and would more be better? Yeah, but then how do you single out the people who really need it and the people that are doing okay and they don't really need that much money? Especially, it's $2,000 per person, and then not including the kids. If you have four kids in your household, man, that's a good chunk of change you're coming into your account number.
Well, yeah, man. Again, man, I'm not... It's money that the government hands out. If they give it to you, take it. You'd be dumb not to take it. It's been going on. Rich people take full advantage of all this stuff. Everybody should just, if they give it to you, don't ever say no. Just fucking grab it. And they give you $2,600, just fucking take it and do what you got to do to get yourself situated, put yourself in a better place. But don't, when you expect the government to completely, they're never going to come and completely bail you out. I don't care what anybody says. They only bail out the banks, as we saw in 2008. And so, like always, when you got money, that you got options. When you don't, this is what you get. And they're like, that's all you're going to get. And, like, people are posting memes and stuff about, like, in other countries, you get this much a month for all this whole COVID shit. And I always wonder, like, well, that's just like a snippet of it. That, like, let's see what the fuck they tell you, how much they take from your check, and people who work, how much their income taxes or whatever form of tax. You know, I'm pretty sure it's pretty high. They don't tell you that. They're taking a lot of money from the people who work. So, I mean, but apparently, yeah, we need all to help each other out. But I think if you get 600, they're going to always tell you, make it fucking work, you know?
Right.
You seen that meme from Friday? This ain't enough. Well, make it enough, because that's Americans are pretty good at making it work with what they got.
Right, right.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what I got going on. You know, we started off, we ended the year kind of rough. We stayed at the house. But we'll see what this new year brings. I know, Danny, we just had Christmas pass by. So what happened with Junior? Did Santa Claus bring Junior some nice gifts, or did you give him a lump of coal?
Yeah, no. With this whole COVID thing and money being tight, me and Alana decided not to get gifts for each other and more concentrate on Junior stuff. So this year we kind of took it easy on gifts for each other, but we ended up getting some stuff for Junior. And I would say he got what he wanted. He seemed pretty satisfied. We got him a new alarm clock, because he had been having some issues where he didn't know what time it was in the middle of the night. And he says that he has to look at his phone, and just like most kids, sometimes he doesn't plug it in, so it's not charged, so he doesn't know what time it is, and it kind of disrupts his sleeping. So we got him an alarm clock. And then with school, he's been having some issues waking up on time, so hopefully with this alarm clock, it'll get him into a better routine to keep him up and ready when he has to get up for school. And then there was a snow sled that we got him too, that he's been wanting for a few years. So we got him a snow sled so we can go sledding in the hills or whatnot. I had never done that stuff, so I don't really know what to expect. My parents never did anything like that with me. So I don't know if it's fun or not. I'm kind of actually a little worried that I'm going to lose control of this sled and crash into a tree or something. So don't know what to expect from that. So we'll see what happens.
Where are you going? I mean, most of the sledding places out here, there's no trees. It's just a hill and you go straight down.
I guess that's what I mean. I don't really know what to expect. Hopefully it is an open piece of land and you're not like creaming towards an open street and sliding, you know, across two lanes of highway kind of thing. But we'll see. And then the other thing that we got him, or at least we helped him because he's been saving his money, is that he wanted an Oculus VR headset. So he ended up buying an Oculus VR headset with some of the money we gave him, plus what he had saved up. So that was probably like one of the bigger gifts that he got for himself, plus we helped out a little bit.
Did you try it out already, the Oculus?
I tried it out for a minute, but to be honest, man, I don't know if VR is made for me, man. Unfortunately, I'm getting kind of old, and the last few times that I've used it, I've come out from using it kind of dizzy and lightheaded, and actually like sweating. Like I feel like I'm out of it. Like something is happening to my body telling me, hey, you old fart, you shouldn't be doing this shit. So I don't know if VR is made for me anymore. It could be the PlayStation VR. Maybe it's something against that tech, and maybe with Oculus it'd be a little better. Not really sure. Yeah,
you have the PlayStation VR, right?
Yeah. We have the one for PlayStation, so that's the one I'm referring to. I was able to test out some of the VR stuff with that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, if you had the Oculus, did you compare it to that one? Which one's better? Because a couple of years ago, I wanted to buy one, but I don't know, recently I'm like kind of checked out on it.
Yeah, I mean, the PlayStation one is sweet, man. It's a really cool tech, really nice. It really does give you the immersion of VR, but I can't game for too long. I'll game for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I start kind of feeling lightheaded. I start sweating, and then I'm just like, I got to check out. I can't do this shit for too much longer. And there's some games that are shorter, you know, sessions, and there's some that, man, they're like 8-hour games to kind of play. So I like it. I like the tech. I like the immersion, but I don't know if I have to take one of those things like when you go on a cruise so you don't get seasick kind of thing. Because that's what it felt like. It felt like
that when shit I really starting... works, man. Have you ever taken that?
No, I've never taken one of those.
Called. I took them when I went on a vacation in Hawaii, and then I'm like, oh yeah, man, you know. She's like, don't you want to take the motion sickness pills? I'm like, man, fuck that. I've been on boats 100 times. And, man, when I haven't been on a boat in a long time, and, you know, I was in my late 30s, man, that shit kicked my ass. I'm like, every time I go on a boat now, I take one of those fucking pills. Because, yeah, you fucking feel like you're throwing up. You want to throw up, and you feel all disoriented and shit.
You know, it's funny, man, because I've never been on a boat. Or at least not a big boat. I've been on like little cruises around the lake kind of stuff, but I've never been out into the ocean kind of thing. And I think that's where seasickness would be more, impactful. But, you know, I think it was like 3 years ago, or maybe even sooner, my work had Six Flags for the company picnic. So we went there, took the family, and that was the first time that I felt the sensation. Because to me, man, when I was a kid, I used to love roller coasters. I used to love trying to push the limit of what, you know, my body can do, go on the high roller coasters, the ones that flip-flop everywhere. Yeah, man, I used to be into all that. I used to love all that. I used to love the rush it would give you. And now, having a son, I would try to push him to get into it. And even some of the tamer ones, dude, I would come off and I would be like, man, I really feel kind of loopy a little bit.
Yeah.
I would have to take a few minutes to myself, and then I would recuperate and then go on to the next one. But man, when I was a kid, I know sometimes when, like if it was raining a little bit, the crowds would be kind of low and you can go on the Batman over and over and over again. And I would go on like 4 times in a row and it was like no thing. And now it's like, man, I don't know if I can handle it.
No, I mean, I went through the same thing when I went. I think I'm the last time I went to California, we went to Disneyland, and I got on a couple roller coasters. Oh man, I was just like, I can't do this no more. And like, we went to the Space Mountain one too, and that one was like dark when you go inside and up and down real quick, and it was fast. Holy shit, when we went on it back to back, after the second one, I was like, I can't go on this, so I'm gonna fucking puke, because that one, the motion sickness just fucking got to me. I'm like, I'm just fucking too old, man. I can't do this shit no more.
Right. Was that the same Space Mountain that Ric Flair talks about, or is that something different?
Yeah, I did that one too. So yeah, like when I'm on a plane, and when we're gonna about to land, holy shit, dude, I get like all like my anxiety. I don't know what the fuck. I start like sweating and shit. My stomach is like up to my throat, and I'm like, I just want this motherfucker to land. As soon as the fucking wheels hit the concrete or whatever, the landing strip,
it goes away.
All that shit just goes away. Like, wow. I don't know if it's that or what, but because in Chicago, when you fly, when you come into O'Hare, you see the airport, and then they fly right by it, and then they go around Lake Michigan, and then they fucking swing it around, and then they come back to go all the way back west and to fucking land. And I'm like, why the fuck don't they just fucking land coming in from the west to there? No, they fucking do a loop around, and I'm just like, are you fuck? When the first time, I'm like, there's the airport. Where the fuck are we going? And then they did the loop around the lake, and I'm like, fuck this. And they've done it every time, and man, that little loop around, it just messes me up.
Wow. Well, we should stop talking about this stuff, man, because we're sounding like a bunch of old men here.
Pretty much, man.
But yeah, the only other gift of consequence for Junior, maybe, he got a few from his cousins, a few from uncles and aunts, so we were appreciative of all that stuff. And then the last few things that we bought him is we bought him some Adidas shoes that he's been wanting, like some Spider-Man Miles Morales edition. It's actually the version that he wears in the game, which we ended up getting him as well. We ended up getting the PlayStation 4 Spider-Man Miles Morales game. So the shoes that are in the game, we gave him those as well. So yeah, I would say he seemed pretty satisfied and happy. He was real grateful for everything that he got. So yeah, it was a pretty good Christmas overall for him. Now, speaking of gifts, I don't know if the Bears are going to have a gift later on today. As of this recording, the Bears are playing tonight or today afternoon against their nemesis, Green Bay, and they could hold their playoff hopes in their hands. Now, the Bears, if they win, they get into the playoffs, or also, I think if Arizona loses, Bears also get into the playoffs. But I would prefer it if they could beat the Packers, go with some frontward momentum, and get some kind of, you know, resolution to, or some kind of like, you know, like push into the playoffs to hopefully not just be one and done in the playoffs. Are you excited? Are you hopeful, Andy, that the Bears can accomplish this?
I think they're going to, even if they make it, they're going to be one and done. I mean, it took this fucking long for Nagy to figure out running the ball helps your team. Like the last four games. Granted, they've been against bad defenses, but they were like number five in like rushing in the league. And like we've been screaming for that for like two fucking years. And now that his job's in jeopardy, he's like, well, let me run the ball. Fuck it. Let me see what happens. And they've been running it really great. And then they went back to Trubisky, and his numbers have improved. I mean, again, granted, against bad teams, but when your fucking job's on the line, I guess you're gonna do what old school fucking football, which he fucking hates, and it's been working for you. But the defense is, to me, looks like they're another year older, and we'll see what happens. The whole goal is one, make the playoffs; two is go to the Super Bowl. But we'll see, man. I to me, it's like, if they make the playoffs, great, but it's like bittersweet because it's gonna be like just fake. I don't know. Like it's not a good thing because I don't like Nagy. I don't like his. I just don't like his play calling. People are like, oh, this guy's a great coach. Look, he kept the team motivated and all this shit. And it's just like, maybe he is, but I think it's just he hurt the team when he switched from Trubisky to Foles, and then some of his other decisions with the play calling. And the only reason he's done that because I think he knows his job is on the line.
Yeah, I kind of feel what you're saying, and I do have some of that sentiment as well, where if they do get into the playoffs, and let's say they even win a few games, or the whole Super Bowl, is this going to change the McCaskey's thoughts about the coach? Are they going to go and give him another year to kind of see how things are going? Are they going to go into a different direction? Is them making the playoffs, having a run in the playoffs, and or winning the Super Bowl, is that going to change anything? I kind of want to like Nagy. I agree with you. I think sometimes he's kind of in his head too much, and he loses focus on what's important to win the game versus what's important to make you look good as a coach. And I think Trubisky is a half-decent quarterback. Now, is he Malone? No. Is he...
You mean Mahomes?
Mahomes, I'm sorry. I don't think so. Is he, you know, like some of the greats of yesteryear, you know, Afar or you know, Troy Aikman? No, he's not that either. But I think he's a very serviceable quarterback. I think he can do some good things with the right tools around him. And he can do the right things with the correct offensive attack. So I'm hopeful that Trubisky will be back, but I'm afraid that this will probably be his last game with the Bears if they don't make the playoffs, and or, you know, whatever run they have in the playoffs. But I don't think it's going to change the future of Trubisky here with the Bears. I got a feeling they might drop him and kind of go into a rebuilding phase if they get rid of Nagy, and kind of like, let's go and dump off some of these guys. They might get rid of Khalil Mack. They might get rid of some of the higher paid guys and kind of go into a rebuilding phase. I don't know if like rebuilding from scratch, because that would kind of suck, because you do have some good defensive. You got a couple of good corners, a couple of good safeties. You got some players that you can build around that are young. But if you go into a total rebuilding phase, I'm afraid that by the time you get it working, these guys will be older and maybe stepping out of the NFL versus being impactful now.
There was a stat going around Twitter on comparing Rodgers and Trubisky, their first 49 career starts. I don't know if you saw that, Dan.
No.
And they're saying they both had the same win-loss record. The completion percentage, Rodgers was at 64.9 and Trubisky was at 63.6. And then they had game-winning drives where Rodgers had 5 and Trubisky 7. So I'm not saying that fucking Trubisky is Rodgers, but they're going to, I mean, you know, looking at those numbers, you're like, oh, shit, like, is Trubisky the next Rodgers or whatever? And I don't see that in him, but I think he's serviceable. I think he's at his best. He can be a little bit above average, but he still makes a lot of fucking mistakes, like interceptions. He'll have like a good run. He'll throw fucking interception. And
but granted,
he's gonna be interesting what he can do. There's rumors that they might bring him back for 1 year, and I don't know what the hell that means. But there's that talk too, was on Twitter like the last couple of days.
I mean, but newer quarterbacks, they do give up interceptions. The whole thing is that you want to give like 3 times the amount of touchdowns to your interceptions. And people kind of see that as a successful year for quarterbacks. And I think Trubisky can do that, man. And I think like a lot of these analysts have been saying in these last few games for the Bears, they've been saying over and over again, when Trubisky has too many options, when he has to read too many players, that's when he gets in trouble. And this new kind of roll out of the pocket thing that they've been trying, it's been helping. It's been helping the offensive line.
That's where he's the most comfortable.
Right. The offensive line, yeah, they don't have to hold the defense at bay for, you know, 10 seconds. They just need to hold them for like 2 or 3 seconds, enough for where Trubisky can roll out, kind of look at the field and just see half the players. All he's looking at is three players. He's looking at his deep, his mid, and his dump down guy to kind of just dump it off. And when he just sees that, he can make quick decisions as far as the guy deep, is he open? The guy in the middle, is he open? Do I have to dump it off, or is even that guy open and I have to run it or just throw the ball away? And I think when you do that, it works, but eventually even that trick is going to get stale and defenses are going to adapt to it and be able to do things for that rollout little thing that you're doing now. So I don't know, man. I kind of want them to stick with Trubisky, but I also wanted them to stick with Rex Grossman, and look how that worked out. He went to, I think, Washington and played like 2 games and then was benched, and we never heard of him again. So I don't know, man. Maybe I just feel bad for the kid. I really hope the best. I really hope that he's back with the Bears, because I think this is really the only team that he can show himself and kind of, you know, develop as a quarterback and maybe become more than above average in the league. But I don't know. I don't really know what's the future for him.
I mean, he's a serviceable. He's going to be around as a backup. He might get a chance here and there to be a starter, but he's a top, what was he, like the second overall pick or whatever, or third. He was a top 5 pick. I mean, he's going to be around. He's a good kid. He gets a good head on his shoulders. It's just, man, there was a lot of pressure when they came out here. And, you know, when you see Mahomes and Watson in the same draft and he got picked ahead of them, of course, man, we're going to be fucking like, what the fuck? Why didn't we get Mahomes or this guy when we had the opportunity to grab him? So there's all that fucking pressure. And Mahomes already got his Super Bowl. Deshaun Watson, he's doing all right in Houston. I mean, they're struggling. They just had a coaching change, but I mean, it is what it is. And there's always going to be a shit ton of pressure, you know, when you're a Chicago Bears quarterback, because we haven't had a decent one or a serviceable one since Jay Cutler. And the knock on Jay was interceptions, man. And then plus he had a shitload of offensive coordinators, you know. It was just like fucking a joke. So whatever. We'll see what happens.
So, Andy, give me your lock of the game. Are the Bears going to do anything today against Green Bay?
Rodgers playing today? I haven't even really looked at it. I'm still upset about Notre Dame, but is Rodgers playing? Are they playing?
From what I'm understanding, Green Bay does have something to play for. Originally, like a week or two ago, they were hopeful that Green Bay would have everything clinched and they would be resting the majority of their players, but they have not clinched the division. Or not clinch the home field advantage in the playoffs. So they have to get this win to get home field advantage. So the last I heard, everybody's playing that's not injured or on COVID.
If they fucking can keep Rodgers off the field, so that means run the fucking ball, eat up the clock, and limit his opportunities, and then the defense can do something. I don't know, man. The last time they played the Bears, he just fucking lit them up, and that – He has that potential against the Bears. He just has their number. So, I mean, you need a lot of shit to go right. I think the last team that made him look like garbage was the Buccaneers. So, read what the fuck their D did against him to make him look like shit. But I don't see it, man. I mean, a lot of shit needs to go right. They got to have, like, the perfect game plan. And Nagy hasn't really had great game plans.
Don't worry, man. Nagy will pull it off. He'll be back next year. They'll give him an extension, and everything will be great in the years to come, Andy.
Nah, man. I don't know. Yeah. Football's kind of sad right now.
Yeah, I know we didn't really talk about it, Andy. I when I put that we were going to talk about the Bears, I thought you were going to talk about Notre Dame, but we'll leave that depressing loss for another day. Yeah, for sure. But I guess let's get into it, man. Let's get into our article for this week. All right, Andy, man. This article pretty interesting, man. It's, I think we've kind of mentioned this in the past episodes, and we finally found a good article to talk about it. But is vaccination passports or some kind of certification, is that in our future? We found this article on CNN Business, and it reads... maybe, right? And it reads, if you want to travel next year, you may need a vaccine passport. Now that coronavirus vaccines are starting to roll out in the U.S. and abroad, many people may be dreaming of the day when they can travel, shop, and go to movies again. But in order to do these activities, you may eventually need something in addition to the vaccine, a vaccine passport application. So this article goes into some details about some big companies that are joining aboard and trying to create something that will be a universal kind of identification mark, the mark of the beast, you know, something to be able to tell people that you have been vaccinated and therefore you are entitled to these amenities, you know, like traveling, going to concerts, going to sports venues, going to the movies, maybe even going to work, you know, stuff like that. You know, are these identifications going to be required to do these things in the future? Now, the article, it does mention, like I said, big companies, Common Pass, Common Trust Network, even IBM, Digital Health Pass, some big companies that are in the tech digital world. I don't know, Andy, what's your gut feeling? Is this the future? Do you see it more as a probability but not really something that's going to happen? What's your gut feeling with this?
I don't know. I think it's going to come. I mean, Fauci, like we kind of talked about it, they asked Fauci about the passport, and he's like, oh, everything's on the table, and it keeps so that, to me, I think it's going to happen. I mean, which is going to be interesting. I think it might get held up in court. I mean, you can't, kind of like Obamacare, where they make you get insurance. They can't make you, but I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to go down. But initially, I think you're going to need, something. You know, because, you know, they've been so accurate with the COVID info that's been coming out, especially, you know, Fauci, you know, there's stuff coming out on him. So for the meantime, I think, not that I don't see a problem with it, but they can't make you, but it is what it is right now for what we're going on. But I think as it goes down the road, it might get lax or something, because I was reading this other article, and when I was, you sent us this one, that when you get the vaccine, they give you a card. It's like a wallet-sized card. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did see some stuff like that.
Yeah, the wallet-sized vaccination cards will come with the coronavirus vaccination kit sent out by Operation Warp Speed. The cards will be printed both English and Spanish. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know this. So what are coronavirus vaccination cards, and how will they differ from the immunity passport? This is from CNET. They call it immunity passport. And so, and then, you know, people are saying, you know, you get the vaccine and you still got to social distance and you still got to wear masks. And people were kind of caught off guard by that. They got upset about that. And they're like, what's the point of having the vaccine if I still got to do all this bullshit that people don't want to do? They want to be with family members and loved ones. So, I mean, there's still a lot of explaining going on, explaining that has to be done. But when you think of vaccine, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm good to go. And then now there's stuff, I mean, I don't know, I haven't really dug into it, but I'm seeing stuff like headlines saying people got the shot, but I don't think they have the second shot, and they're saying that they got it, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. I haven't really dug into it too much, but going back to the article, yeah, you're probably going to have something like that, because if you go to some other countries, like third world countries and shit like that, I don't think... you're going to need it, because, you know, you don't want to they might not have the shots like the Western world. So, I mean, like I said, it's I'm not entirely not against it, but I mean, we'll see what happens. I see in Europe, I think they're already starting to do something within the EU, something like this. So we'll see.
Yeah, to me, I kind of have some doubts logistically in how all this would work. I mean, remember when COVID first came out, and even the article kind of dabbles into it a little bit about how the exposure app was supposed to be like the big thing.
Yeah.
To kind of tell you if you've been in the vicinity of someone with COVID and to let you know that, hey, this person tested positive. You might want to watch out. You were with them a week ago, blah, 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 something like that. And they tried and tried. Apple and Android, they got together and it worked out the logistics and how that would work. And it never really took off. I myself never got a notification that, hey, you might have been exposed to XYZ person. And there were some mentions in the article about how it was difficult and how they ran across issues where it was not widely adapted. And they also brought up another good point that they believe why the app failed and why potentially even this passport thing would be difficult is because the federal government isn't really overseeing this thing entirely. It's more legislated state by state. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of state by state legislation. I'm not really for the federal government taking over something. When the federal government takes over, that's when I feel some of the problems come. Just because the federal government is like maybe the owner of a company, they don't know the day-to-day on what it takes for, you know, things to get assembled out on the floor and things, the day-to-day stuff. So to ask the owner, hey, we want to make this and this change, he's not really equipped to make those decisions. That's where you have some of the leaders in the mid positions to be able to make those decisions because they are in there in the trenches and kind of are more informed on what decisions would work out best for the people. And I think that's where the state of state would work better to make these decisions. But I don't know. I don't know if you need like a global message to help this. And maybe that's where the exposure app didn't work out.
Yeah, I kind of remember talking about it. It's just, you know, in America, you know, we don't, the average person, there's a, you know, there's a chunk of people who'll do it, but a majority don't like none of that shit. And
well, don't like the passport idea or the vaccine, because taking the vaccine, I think, is one hurdle.
I and then doing the passport is another hurdle. Gonna, I think people who are against the vaccine, which they have every right to be against, whatever they want to take it or not, I personally don't give a fuck. But I think a majority of the people will take it. It's just, I think they're so, I think what happened is they came up with a vaccine. So when you read, like, they don't really talk about it. When you read the vaccine, they, awesome, they got it done. We got it in under a year, you know, they got it taken care of. We got multiple companies doing it, blah, 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 right? And then when you see they have, if you get sick or something happens to you, you can't sue nobody. So that raises the first fucking flag. And then they're like, oh, and it's going to be 2 shots 4 months apart. And then, so, oh, okay, so I got to take 2 shots. So, like, shit trickles out. And then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, when you get it, you still got to do social distancing and you still got to wear masks. Then people are like, okay, so they're already, the people who are kind of paranoid are like, well, what the fuck? Then why am I taking this? And then you start looking at data and shit like that. But, I mean, I'm not saying people are like, oh, these guys are like, they're not fucking doctors. Well, yeah, they're not, might be doctors, but they're fucking looking into stuff and maybe it's not explained right. And when you got, you know, people out there, like, because America has a government, the American government has a track record of lying. So that's why I think people are a little fucking paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you had mentioned liability. Even for the flu shot, the doctor's office that you go and take it at, they do not assume accountability. Yeah, they're not taking any risk. The company that fabricates the flu shot, they're not taking any risk, because they make you sign a waiver saying that if the shit hits the fan after this, you take this vaccination for the flu, the tetanus shot, the XYZ, they make you sign something that tells you you're not going to sue them, or they're not liable for any kind of issues that come about. So the liability issue, that's just because we live in a world that everybody gets sued for everything. So, you know, that is to be expected, I would think. And, you know, vaccinations are required for a lot of things, man. It's just that people don't really remember or don't see it in their zeitgeist, or maybe kind of just learn to live with it, that it doesn't affect them or doesn't kind of get them riled up like I see some people getting. You know, to go to school, to go to public schooling, you need to get vaccinated. And, you know, you need to get multiple vaccinations, the polio, the cough, the this, the that. And there are multiple vaccines that you need to take. Otherwise, you can't go to school. Junior, I think I mentioned this on a podcast before. There was one vaccine that we did not give Junior early on because there was a lot of things that I was reading that it was attributed to autism. And so we were kind of waiting and we're like, I don't really want to give it to him. And even the doctor's office, every time we would go, they're like, hey, you still haven't gotten this vaccine. You really need to think about getting it. You really need to. And they kept pushing it and pushing it. And we kept holding off until the school finally got, you know, kind of gave us the ultimatum. If your son does not take this vaccine within X date, he cannot come to public schooling anymore. So it came down to that, where, you know, people don't realize it, but vaccines are required for a lot of things, especially if it's something ran by the government or funded by the government. You are required to. When my wife worked at the hospital, she was required to get the flu shot every year. And before she worked there, she wasn't really a big flu shot person. She never really got the flu shot before. So flu shots, vaccines, they are required in a lot of different places. It's just that people have become kind of numb to it. And then this is the first time it's more like public, like, you know, like, oh my God, you know, vaccines, you got to get it. And I see how some people are getting riled up. I agree. It's really fast. Whether good or bad, that everything worked out really fast. I got a feeling that it's going to be tough, man. They got to get the messaging right in order to get people behind this thing.
It's just like everything, Dan. I'm guessing like 99% everything is going to be normal, but that 1% or whatever is where it's the loudest voices, just people just bitching. Like, again, look at all the COVID data. It's like, the recovery rate is like 98% or 99%, but that small with the deaths, they keep pushing the deaths, which as they should. You know, you don't want nobody to die. That's unnecessary, but it happens. I mean, same thing, I think, with the vaccines. Like, I'm not saying it's not safe. I'll probably end up taking it, but it's just like, I think the after effect is like, what? I think what people are like, you guys asked us to sacrifice early last year. You asked us to do that. We did it. Then all hell broke loose. And then they started flip-flopping. So the American public's like, you guys are just full of shit. And then they kept promising, you know, Fauci early on in the administration, the vaccine. They kept fucking pushing it. Like, and there was already people on the internet saying like, oh, see, they just want you to get a vaccine. They want to do this and this. And people were like, oh, yeah, vaccine. The whole fucking summer, everybody was talking about the vaccine. Like, we can't. It's almost here. And then it's fucking here. And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's the fucking the light at the end. And now they're like, oh, yeah, it's two shots. Oh, yeah, you still got to wear a mask. Oh, yeah, you still got to. They're just like, what the fuck is going on? So is this a vaccine or not? And people are, I think there's where the confusion is, because they kept pushing that this is what we need, especially Fauci. And then it's here. And then there's just like, okay, yeah, man, you still got to do all this other shit. And people are like, what? Like, this is not what you guys said early on. And then he started saying recently, like, they kind of asked them, when do you think we might have where people could be more out and about? And he said,
I heard like early fall.
So this whole summer, you know, they keep rolling out the vaccines. We'll see what happens. And then I'm seeing too that somebody posted from the government, we're not rolling out the vaccines fast enough, and they were hoping to have something like they wanted like 1 million fucking rolled out a day or given. They're barely getting 1 million a week or something, and it's like they're fucking they're falling kind of behind. So that's a whole nother fucking issue, you know?
Right. No, I kind of understand the messaging that the government, Fauci, the CDC, and all them other ones, I kind of understand it a little bit. Or maybe I'm just naive. I don't really know which it is. But like when I'm trying to get my son to do something and I know it's going to be difficult. Let's say he has when he was running a fever a few years back and it was really bad. We couldn't really get his fever down. And we finally had to go to the hospital. We went to the emergency room and they're like, all right, we got to put an IV. We got to get liquids. He's really dehydrated. We're going to give him this. In order to pacify the situation, you kind of tell your son everything will be all right. But you realistically, you don't know that. You're taking assumptions. And then you tell him, you find out that he's got to get Tylenol. He doesn't want to. You're like, buddy, just take this and it'll help you in the outcome, or, you know, it'll help you. So there's a lot of assumptions and a lot of unknowns when you're being treated and when you're trying to pacify a scared child to get better and do these things. And they're taking a lot of hope in that you're making correct decisions for them. And I think that's what a lot of people do with the government. You know, they take a lot of hope that the correct things are being done. And I do hope that they are doing the right things, but you never know. The same way that I don't know if that Tylenol is really going to drop his fever down. I have a lot of faith in the doctors, but I'm giving my son reassurance that everything will be all right, but there is a lot of unknowns. When they were putting the IV in him, I'm like, buddy, this is going to hurt for a few seconds, but it's for the best. And, you know, you kind of push him and, you know, kind of reassure him. And then he goes through the situation and it might be difficult. And you might not tell him, well, the IV is going to have to stay in your arm for 2-3 hours. You know, you don't give him the grand scope of, you know, how it might be uncomfortable. There might be some pain for that time. So you only like give him drips of information just so that he won't freak out. So I have a lot of those feelings with the government. They don't tell you the whole thing because they're afraid that most people won't be able to handle it and they'll snap and go crazy and, you know, start panicking, having anxiety attacks. I mean, that's the kind of feeling that I get, that why the government doesn't tell you the whole thing.
Yeah, they have a track record of lying, so no matter what they say.
That too.
Yeah. No, they right. They're people are just fucking paranoid and they're like, yeah, fuck this. And that's why you get the people who are like, I don't fucking trust anything. Right. Now even people are shitting people who do their own research and now they're shaming them. Oh, what are you, some fucking doctor? And like, people who cast some doubt or have questions, they fucking shit on them or they get banned from certain platforms. And, you know, but they get all their info on some fucking meme or like whatever. I saw a couple weeks ago, somebody was getting a fucking the vaccine on like streaming and they didn't even give them the shot. Did you hear about that one?
No. They gave them a treatment for COVID.
They gave them the shot, but when they gave them, there was nothing in the syringe. And people were like, right away, oh, this is fucking some conspiracy. I think the fucking lady forgot and she just went in panic mode. And then they like did another video of him like, I see now it's really full and shit. Because right away, there's always people looking to see they're fucking lying to you. As you know, you got to be somewhat skeptical. But I mean, not everything's a fucking conspiracy, but the government, unfortunately, has a fucking bad record of lying to you, and they lied to us recently, like a lot more than ever. And people have right to ask questions. But today, they shame people now for asking questions. But ultimately, me personally, I'm probably gonna get it. And the only question I have is,
Can it still get hard?
That, what kind of side effects does that have? Like that particular issue, and if there's gonna be more fucking vaccines that are gonna come out, because I know right now we got two or three that got approved, and it's just which one's better, I guess. I mean, and like if it's like my only question is, it gonna be yearly? I mean, is that something we gotta take yearly? Are we good with the one shots? You know.
Yeah, I got a feeling that this thing will become more of a yearly thing, kind of like rolled into the flu shot. Because originally the flu shot was just a single shot just for the flu. And then they kind of started integrating it with other things because there was the swine flu and some other things. And then they started bringing them together. So it was one massive shot that would prevent a lot of different things. Is it going to be a time where when you go get your flu shot, it's incorporated the COVID portion of it inside of there? So you're just taking one vaccine yearly to kind of keep these things at bay. I don't know, man. But I think I'm with you, man. I'm leaning more towards taking this vaccine, trying to help get to some type of normalcy. But I do have reservations, man. I you know, I do worry about its side effects. I do worry about the long-term future of people taking this stuff. But and I do agree with you. I think the government has deceived the public in multiple occasions and even just recently. So I am worried. I'm worried, but at the same time, I'm hopeful. And the same way my son had confidence in me, I try to have confidence in my government, whether it's misplaced or not.
The only confidence I have is they're always going to tax you, and always that's about the only thing. But we vote for people, whatever party you fall on, great, you know, go and vote, awesome. The thing is, we can't even get them to agree on how much money to send out to people to help them. I mean, just think about that, and then they go and tell you, you know, then they had press conferences, and they're like, this is BS, or they're talking some nonsense where they want to take, you know, the Great Reset and, you know, take all these people's money. And it's just, I mean, they can't even agree to give us $600 to $2,000, but they want just, and then they, and then they cut the line to get the fucking vaccine, the cocksuckers. That kind of pissed me off, you know. Oh, you frontline workers, blah, blah, blah. You know, you guys deserve it. And then they're like, oh, we need to take this vaccine before anybody else because we got to give a continuity of the government. And I'm just like, interesting. I don't know if Trump took it. I know Pence took it. So Trump, I guess he got the antibodies, right? Because he beat it with his cocktail.
Like, that's what cocktail, I want. It's like, and yeah, I got a couple other ones on the side ready to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I get it, like, give me the Trump medicines. I want that shit so I don't have to take the vaccine.
Right.
But, that's all the time we got for this week, guys. You know, we want to thank y'all for listening. Remember, you can follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter on the Freeform Network. Also, send your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Let us know what you guys think about the vaccine. What the hell is what you're going to do with your $600? You're going to buy a new fucking TV or put it in the bank? Maybe some new J's, something. Let us know. Hit us up. Let us know what you guys are going to do with that. Don't forget to check out our webpage, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. We're on all the fucking platforms. And so I don't know, this episode might get us banned then, but we'll see what happens. You can check out, you know, Stitcher, iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud. No, SoundCloud, no. What else are we on? The Google one. I don't know what it even called no more. iTunes, YouTube. We're on all that shit. You name it, you listen to it, you on any platform we're on there right now. So it's all the links are on our webpage, so check it out. Remember, when you do whatever platform, hit like, subscribe, comment, shit on us, love us, whatever. As long as we get some interaction, we're good. And we got, again, Freeform Radio. We have Danny.
Yes, sir. Go Bears. Come on. We need this win.
Go Bear down. And this is All Good Andy. We're going to talk to you guys next time, and let's see what happens this new year. And everybody stay safe, and hopefully maybe by summer we get fucking some traveling, and we don't need with the vaccines rolled out, we can still fucking party and get together and drink our asses off. But we'll see you guys next time.
dad.